Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Start Smutty.
Stay Smutty.
With Erica and Katie.
It's been a while.
It has.
Like 2 months?
Oh, has it been that long?
I don't know. Maybe we've forgotten the last time we released. But the last time we released was Crescent City 3.
It was.
Recap.
Yeah.
Which realistically was released at the end of January.
Oh, wow.
And we're in April.
We are in April now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So it's been a while. Wow.
Where have you been? What have you been doing?
You know, I've been planning a wedding and then I got married.
Yeah, you did.
So I've been a little busy. But and now we're back.
It was totally ACTAR themed. I'm just kidding.
It was not.
It was not.
But yeah, so now we're back. We're excited to be back. And we're excited to talk about this never ending
mass hangover.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. We're going to give you some tips how to get over it.
Yeah. Because I'm sure you feel us.
Yeah. Or you just never get over it.
Or you just never get over it.
Yeah. We're a little bit in both camps.
So last time you said that you mentioned already that we talked about Crescent City,
mm-hmm.
and we kind of recap Crescent City and our thoughts, and
it was kind of a letdown in the smut area.
Yeah. Right. And you know, our podcast is all about smut, or 95% about smut. So we were a little like,
so what do? You finish a book that doesn't have enough smut.
Right.
You feel sad because you don't know how long it's going to be till the next ACTAR or whatever is coming next.
Right.
So you just go back to old smutty books.
Right.
Do some rereads. So what did you go back to?
Oh my gosh, I was just about to ask you that too. Well, fine. So what have I gone back to? I definitely listened to all the audiobooks, like the graphic audios that were was released.
Did you listen to them all for ACTAR?
Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't listen to number one. I couldn't do number one. But my favorite was number 5, and those smut scenes were great.
Yes, they were.
Those smut scenes were great. Like the ones with Farrah and Resand.
Okay.
Like the kissing sounds were a little too much, but like book 5, man.
I think I blocked it out. Because I did the really same thing.
Yeah.
Right? Like we ended with, well, we had Sally and Anthony on and she talked about Hoopla and we were like, okay, let's do it. Hoopla, we need sponsors.
Right. The graphic audios.
But also I need to up my freaking library card so I can get my Hoopla back.
Yes, please. Yeah.
But so we got on that pretty fast.
Pretty fast. Just saying, the smut scenes are great.
Yeah.
And it just got better as the story went on.
And then, you continued.
And then I continued. Yeah, I just started kind of listening to all the ones that were released what is it?
Crescent City.
Crescent City. But there's only one part for book
that's
one.
Right.
But then the second one comes out next month. Or no, at the end of this month.
Okay.
But Fourth Wing, very good as well. Iron Flame comes out in May, which is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So I listened to that and then I definitely went back to...
I'm only laughing because it's Nyctos and Sarah.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I definitely went back to Nyctos and Sarah, hands down. And then you found a new series. So I started Witch Collector, but then you like blew past me. So we started reading Witch Collector and then Hades from Persephone.
Yes.
That smut was great. But then I recently started going back to What Lies Beyond the Veil.
Ugh.
So good.
We just keep waiting for that release date.
So yeah, so I've been rereading that.
And are you reading fully? Or
yeah.
Are you just
no,
going
I'm
for
reading
smut?
I started reading fully.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember when I was telling you that like Patrick would just like find me with like multiple books like half open? And I was like, I swear I'm reading.
Right.
But I was really just scanning for smut
scenes.
Oh my
gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely went back. What did I tried reading Divine Rivals. After the Crescent City. And I was like, whoa, this is young adult.
Yeah.
So then you recommended Witch Collector.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Uh-huh.
And I think book 2 like sold me.
Right.
And then book motherfucking 3.
I haven't gotten there yet.
Like it's considered like the novella because it's like a side. It's the same story. It's just like a piece that you maybe wouldn't have gotten, like a different perspective. Kind of like a Nesta and Cassian kind of feel. Cause it is like, I literally have reread a scene multiple times.
That's how you know it's good.
Yeah.
That's how you know it does it for you.
It really does.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of like enemies to lovers, fucking hate you, but I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, some of those scenes from Hades and Persephone just
they do it
for me.
Yeah. That was what was next.
Oh, yeah.
And what book are you on now?
I'm on book 5 now.
How do we even know the names? Touch of Ruin.
This one is Touch of Malice.
I am too.
Yeah.
How far are you into it?
I'm not very far.
Me either.
Yeah.
I read all the smut scenes.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, in those books, you don't have to go far. You just kind of flip and then go, ooh.
Ooh, yeah. Literally, you open it up. It's like, bam.
Actually, it's beans, every time Hades and Persephone are together, uh-huh. they bang. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Or some form of banging.
And then, like, if on those rare occasions when they don't bang, it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. But actually, I think in this book, she has that reaction.
Yeah.
Like, they don't bang. She's like, what?
Wait, what just happened?
Like, I'm like, that's starting to be my reality now. Like, every time I see my husband, I'm like, let's go.
Yeah.
He's like, what?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just going to go there. So yeah. I was, I took my daughter to the bookstore. I'm like, I've been buying all of the Hades and Persephone, like, just online, right? Which is now just so many books in. But I went to the bookstore and I was like, oh, the newest one released this year, like 2024 is.
Oh.
So there's the one we're reading now, which is A Touch of Malice.
Yes.
And then there's Hades version.
Right.
Which is like a game of gods. His are all like a game of something.
Oh.
Like game of retribution, a game of fates, like whatever. And then the most recent one is A Touch of Chaos.
Oh.
And it's thick. That's what she said.
Nice.
But I saw it. It was like standing out there. Yeah. And then I was like, I'm not going to buy it. Like, you don't need to buy this yet. Like, it's 2 books away. And then I saw it said like special Barnes and Noble collection, like extra stuff, you know? And I'm like, I'm all for extra stuff. That's what she said.
Fuck.
So I got it. I'm like, okay. I'm like buying Rowan's books. Like I'm buying my daughter's like my animal story. And like a book about the moon. And then I'm like, here's this other book that's basically porn. And I put it on the counter and the girl behind the counter was like, I love this series. It's so good. And I'm like, I don't know. I think with Sarah J. Maas, I was like, yes, this is a good book series.
Yes.
But for me, Hades and Persephone is basically porn.
No, it's definitely just for smut. Like I had to take a break from Hades and Persephone and go start rereading What Lies Beyond the Veil.
For the book.
For the writing. The story.
Don't get me wrong. There are parts, and I actually, so then I'm standing there having a conversation without talking about porn with this person behind the desk. And she was sharing like how good it is. And I was like, oh, well, what's the order? Like, did you read like all of just, you know, the Persephone, like, have you read the Hades books?
Yeah.
And she was like, no. And I was like, you're missing out. And she was like, yeah, my friend said the same thing. I was like, yeah, I've been taking turns, like a touch of blank. A game of blank, like get the Hades version.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, I just thought it would be the same thing. I was like, but it's his perspective. And then she like looked at me and she was like, oh. And then Rowan's like, come on. And then she was like, I'm sure there are other, like I was like, yeah, you can just like skip the parts you already know. And I'm like, why am I telling this lady that I don't know? And then she was like, yeah, and I bet there are like other parts about the underworld or like the gods that you don't know. And I was like, you know what? That's exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
The books that are Hades, I don't mind reading because I get like some extra insight into the gods.
Yes.
The Persephone ones, I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Just own it.
Yeah.
Like it bothers me.
Yeah.
So anyway, apparently I just had this open conversation about my favorite porn bookseller at Barnes & Noble without saying porn.
Oh my gosh.
So what? I did buy it. I do think it has extra content.
Ooh.
And this, we'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So we have some reading to do. So at least I do.
If you do not,
I have to finish
Witch Collector.
Yeah, I have to finish the second book and get my ass to read the third book because apparently there are good scenes.
Can I just say, what is the scene that everyone wants from Silver Flames? Everyone wants, but they don't get.
Azrael, Cassian.
Yes, Azrael and Castiel. Bring it
Yeah. Oh my God. That would be amazing. I'm just no, kidding. Ezra, talk about me needing a blanket, I think, or a towel.
Yeah. It's a good thing you have this little pad on this chair.
Azriel, Cassian, and Nesta.
Okay. And then what's the scene that we all get? Yeah, we do get kind of in the Blood and Ash series.
Oh, Castile.
Kieran
and Poppy.
Uh-huh. So imagine that, but you don't need anybody else because the person's a god and they can just make copies of themselves.
It kind of reminds me of Nikos and Sarah when he like...
Oh, the shadow?
Yeah, when like the last book that's released, when she wakes up and remembers him. And he was like, you need to run now because if not, I am going to handle you. And she's like, handle me.
Sure, no big deal.
Yeah. That is a great scene, by the way.
I should probably reread that one.
A good go-to scene.
I will remember that for when I go home. No, it's good. And the build, okay, so there is a lot of buildup.
Yeah.
But the buildup's been happening from book two. So you're like ready for it. And the story is good.
I know that's not what
this podcast is about.
I mean, we still talk about writing.
It's a fringe benefit to have some solid writing.
Yeah.
Amidst the porn. smut. So basically, we never got over Mass because if we're not reading the books, we're consuming it in other ways, whether it's graphic audio or audiobook, because both you and I were like, we're not going to do Throne of Glass on this podcast, but because we can't not have Mass in our lives, it's really hard not for us to not say Moss. Because we can't have Mass in our lives, sounds weird. We have to do audiobook. And honestly, Throne of Glass audiobook is way better for me than the books, like reading them.
Yeah, I'm actually very surprised. Like, I have been kind of like anti-regular audiobook. Like, the graphic audios, like, it's like a movie. It literally is like there's sound effects, all the sounds. But like the sound effects and like the different voices and the different actors.
Like actual male voices. Versus,
besides this lady trying to do a deeper voice, it just really weirded me out at first. And it's still kind of like I have to get over that.
Yeah.
But like, I really like it.
It's so good.
I really like it. I am still on the first. No, I'm on the second one now.
Aren't you deep in?
I am about almost halfway through. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm definitely on Air of Fire. I'm on book three. I'm in. Let's go.
Yeah. And I've been,
I think I'm on
Crown of Midnight.
Yeah. Rowan's happening.
I can't wait. See now, like this is the feel like that. Like this is like the Mass hangover.
Need the podcast.
Yeah. It's like
you need us to get through this.
But it's like that Mass hangover. You know you're in this hangover because it's like you don't feel the same way when I was reading SJM's like books.
Yeah.
I was like so excited and craving and wanting to read and I can't wait till the next book. But I haven't felt that with any other series. I mean, I have with other series, but like,
or just like being immersed in the world.
Yeah.
Like I want to stay immersed in the world even if I'm not reading it, which is why we're doing like Throne of Glass rereads on audio.
And I also think that there's so much SJM content. There's so many books that we were in this world for so long.
16 books.
Like it's crazy. Like she's a beast. You're a beast for writing that.
But
content.
Also, I need more smut.
I need more smut.
Who knows? Maybe ACOTAR 6.
Hopefully, yes. But like we also did find it in like Poppy Castile. And
listen, maybe this is when we should talk about like the potential for addiction.
Oh yeah, you recently had a nice conversation with your husband.
Yeah. I think I was just like being silly and trying to get his attention. I don't know. I like flashed him or something. Something
right, but you weren't being sexual. You were just like
being
playful.
I was just being silly, and there was no child present. I was just being silly. And he was like, those books, they're too much. This is all you think about. I was like, yes, but I was just being silly.
I'm also at a point where I'm not ready to read something outside of my smutty books because my sister was like, when you're ready.
No.
This book is really, blank book is really good. And all I said was, okay, thank you.
Oh my gosh, I laughed so hard into the microphone. That's going to be annoying for people.
I'm not ready. And sometimes I'm like, maybe I am. And then I read a book and I'm like, never mind.
It's really weird. I thought like, oh, I could handle. That's why even, well, and maybe it's because Divine Royals was Rivals. Maybe it's because Divine Rivals was like more young adult. But I was like, no, can't do it. I don't know.
If you are in this never-ending mass hangover, comment on this episode. Tell us how you're feeling. Tell us what you're reading to get out of this hangover.
What do you do?
Help a girl out.
Yeah, because our steps are consume more smut.
Yeah.
Consume more mass in other forms.
Yeah.
Go back to other smut and then read some new series.
Yeah.
Keep exploring.
Yeah.
And then look at a lot of my search page on Instagram, which is a disaster. It's a disaster. Sometimes I look at it and I'm like, no one else should see this. It has become prolifically like
smutty. Smut.
Yeah. Yes. Or AI images of characters from the books.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't do it anymore. It's too much.
Also, if you are following us, go and check out our Instagram page.
Oh, yes.
Start smutty, stay smutty. Mm-hmm. Katie has been putting so much work. It's really good. So great. All the reels and all everything. And you can kind of like see us in, or like also follow us in a different.
Yeah, that's true.
Different platform.
Yeah, get to know us in a different way.
Yeah.
I will say, highlight of that experience is having the Witch Collector author, Carissa Weeks.
Yes.
Repost.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, or the Court of Memes Instagram account. That was great. All of her content's amazing. I think that's how she handles the hangover.
Oh.
I think she handles the hangover by like continuing to live in the world of like memes and reposting and like the content of it.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't have to end.
Yeah.
You know? Just keep going. Anyway. Hayes and Persephone. That's where we're at right now.
Yeah.
Talking to Barnes & Noble people about
About smut.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. We're just, you can kind of tell we're in this hangover.
Next reading of Hades and Persephone. Coming your way.
Yeah. So yeah. So like comment any series that you've really that's helped you through this this hangover. And hopefully our next episode will be a little less hangover-y.
Yeah. Maybe some more of the content that we're starting to read now, or we can bring on some more people that got into the smut world.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we brought on a lot of people for ACOTAR.
Yeah.
And I think they're getting through it. And I wonder if they're going to get stuck like us.
Right. I'm really interested.
Because I literally open a book every day.
Oh, yeah. And then search for a scene.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Hades and Persephone, you don't have to go far.
You don't. You really don't. However, perhaps maybe an upcoming.
Oh, yeah.
So there is another book being released May 14th for
the Poppy and Castile series.
For Poppy and Castile. And I think it would be great if we did like a recap.
Yes.
Before this releases.
We should. How many books are there? 5 so far.
Yeah. There are a lot.
This is the last one.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Primal of Blood and Bone.
Yeah. And this has great smut scenes.
Plus just the love of Castile.
The love.
That's what gets you.
I just can't. Castile is a solid rival for Resand.
I know.
Solid rival.
Nyctos? No.
No.
No, Castile.
Castile, 1,000%.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
Big rival.
I miss him. I haven't really gone back and read his stuff.
Same.
I've been going back to Nyctos because it's more recent.
Interesting.
You're like, add to the list of things.
Do I just reread all the book series that were really great?
I don't know. Erica did recommend this book series that we read right after called Heir of Broken Fates.
Yes.
Yes. And she was like, it's basically ACOTAR.
It is.
Copied.
It is.
Right?
With different like characters. And yeah, and Nox great.
Yeah,
great
basically Rhysand just like reinvented.
Yeah.
So the second book of that series comes out tomorrow. And I told Erica she's not allowed to read it until she does Witch Collector, but she's going to anyway.
Because I need content.
And I'm banned from ordering books right now.
Why?
Until the end of the month. Until pay. Until pay.
Oh, God. So many books. Because of the Hades and Persephone books.
Because I have A Touch of Malice, A Game of Gods, A Touch of Chaos. Like, I just got to stop with the touches.
But you have to buy the sixth one. You had the seventh one. You had to buy the sixth one.
What is the sixth one?
I don't know. I haven't gotten there.
No, I have them all.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay, 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 okay.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Nice.
Who knows? Who knows? They just keep going on and on.
Okay, well, we are going to have to find you what comes after Hades and Persephone, because you are a very fast reader. So you're going to blow through the two next two books. Or you just create a plan where you reread Poppy and Castile.
That's a great plan. We also have the Visions of Flesh and Blood.
Yeah.
Flesh and Blood. So like the compendium. Uh-huh. Am I saying that right?
I think so.
Of like the Armin Trout, like of that world.
Yeah.
So it has like all the stuff. It's like Willa's diary. Or yeah. Whatever. And we have it. We both have it.
Yes.
But we haven't really explored it because it's not like all it's narrative.
Yeah. It's just like diary entries. Like
tidbits, right?
Right. But those the art is really great in that book.
Okay.
Like the art of the characters.
That's true.
And there are smutty scenes in there.
All right, maybe
Willa's a dirty girl.
Willa's a freak.
Yeah,
she taught Poppy all she knows.
I mean,
yeah,
it might be worth reading.
Okay, maybe that like so for some background.
Yeah,
before I reread Poppy and Castile.
Yeah,
all right. Listen, if you haven't Poppy and Castile,
if you guys are looking for another series, and you guys have not read From Blood and Ash, start that series.
Mm-hmm.
Poppy and Castile. Castile, man. If you are in love with Rhysand, Castile's going to be a really strong rival.
Runner up.
Yeah. Might not even be a runner up.
Might get in first.
Yeah. He's a solid rival.
You know what it is? You and I are very similar. It's because of the way we talked about this, like the worship.
Oh, yes.
But like for the ladies that are like, no, like, let me live my own life. I want to be independent. Like, don't be around me all the time.
Yeah.
Castile's not your man.
No.
Like, he's there.
Yeah.
He supports you. You can be your own person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thrive as your own person.
Stronger than him.
Oh, 100%.
But he's there all the time.
Yeah. And he's ready for you.
All the time.
All the time. And tells you that he needs you right now.
All the time.
All the time.
You just looked up into the left, like to the right, like you were gazing into the stars. I know. I do think the books give us a weird, like, this is the last thing I'll say, because I did say that my husband thought I was addicted. Okay. Which is totally possible. But it's like, okay, so women reach this point, like sexual renaissance, right? Like you're in your 30s, like you accept yourself a little bit more, maybe. Like you're just like, ooh, and then you discover smut. And then it's just like a big ball of like sexual need rolling down a hill and collecting more smut as it goes down. Versus like, and it's not the case, but like versus men is like they peak in like their 20s. And then like, I'm cool. Like I'm in my 30s. Like let's just, you know, like have sex here and have sex there. Like I'm good. Like, all the time.
Yeah.
I want the door frame lean. I want all that stuff.
I want all of it.
Yeah.
I want all of it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a common acknowledged problem.
Hopefully we can like get ourselves out of this hangover, reread some series. There's a new book coming out tomorrow. I know that you're like, you're not allowed to read it, but I'm going to probably read
it. I've accepted it, yeah.
I will also finish the Witch Collector series, and I will also finish Hades and Persephone. But everyone out there, if you are looking for a good series, From Blood and Ash, so good.
And if,
what Lies Beyond the Veil, so good. So those two series, and that's a lot of content.
Yeah, it is. So many books.
Yeah.
We read all of those books like after the Massiverse before Crescent City 3, like when we were kind of in that like in between phase.
Exactly.
And they're phenomenal.
They're really good.
Yeah.
And then once you read that, we have more to offer.
Apparently, he needs him for Stephanie. Yes. Once you get past, you know, story content, you just go straight for the scenes.
Because you know they're coming.
He literally used the word, and by he, I mean Hades.
Hades.
He literally used the phrase, slick folds. Recent book. And I was like, that's new. I've gotten, that's kind of what I think we need to do too. Yeah. Like come with like the new language. Like
all the synonyms people like, have used. Yes.
I feel like I can't, like I get used to something like, okay, cock.
Yeah.
And then like all of a sudden it's like slick folds. Yeah. I'm not used to that. I will have to get used to that new one.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Join us next time.
Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah. Keep us posted if we should read something that we're not.
Yes, we are looking forward to your comments.
Okay.
All right. As always, start smutty.
Stay smutty. Bye.
Bye.